When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi everyone.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life in Southern California, from here in LA all the way to San Diego and in between. Then we flip on that switch, the nerd switch, and talk about anime, gaming, and Haley's specialty, K-pop. And if you want to send us a line, any comments, questions, or you want us to kind of, or if you have any cool stories, like concert stories, K-pop stories, just drop us a line on our Gmail. It's annamunchiesla@gmail.com, and we'll try to check it out, and maybe we'll spotlight you and just give you a shout out. And also, if you want to continue watching our video episodes on YouTube, we update it weekly, every Sunday, new episodes, where we have not only this here on podcasts, but we also have YouTube videos, kind of more interactive, and you can kind of see what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Then midweek specials we have specifically for our podcast on Anna Munchies Podcast, which can be found on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcast. It's more of a casual talk, YouTube video episodes, and we kind of go over what we kind of talked that week or any other updates or anything really. Mm-hmm. No restrictions.
Right.
And that's just our more casual episodes. And that'll be during the week, probably like on Wednesdays. And we'll probably start doing that end of January or beginning of February. Mm-hmm. So tune in and join us there. Hello, Haley.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up? What's up, girl?
From out of town.
From out of town? What's up, from out of town? If you don't know where that's from
Night at the Roxbury.
You me. And so let's start with some food. Food for thought and food in our tummies.
Food for the soul.
And dessert food. Well, one of our favorite places, which is actually a chain.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Korean or Taiwanese? It's Asian. It's Asian. I think it might be Taiwanese or could be Korean.
I'm not too sure because, like, the thing that confuses me is because the first one here was in Koreatown.
And the type of.
But then it's actually taiyaki.
Taiyaki is Japanese.
Which is Japanese. So maybe it's like fusion? Because then the flavors they have are actually Filipino.
What is it called?
Somi-somi.
Somi-somi. So somi-somi is a dessert restaurant, like with
No, I think it's Korean, actually. Somi-somi is Korean.
Okay. It's Asian. It's an Asian dessert spot. And it's soft serve. They have different types, like milk tea sometime flavored.
Yeah, matcha. Black sesame.
Is it taro or ube?
They have taro ube.
I don't know. One of those.
It's taro,
it's purple.
I think.
It's purple. And they have a few locations, like they have a lot, actually, more than a few, here in Southern California.
They have a lot now. That literally, it only had one in K-Town.
Before.
So we'd have to drive all the way there just to get it.
And so their soft serve is a little bit special because they serve it in taiyaki.
Yeah, which is like that fish-shaped waffle.
Yeah, fish-shaped waffles. Usually, it's filled with like custard creams, and it's just the taiyaki, the fish waffle by itself.
It's from Japan originally.
But they actually use them in like cones. So like the mouth of the fish, that's open. Where they put the soft serve. And inside, you could also get, my favorite's Nutella. You could get other types of
filling.
Condiment fillings. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like red bean, Nutella, custard.
And then after that, you could get the soft serve on top. Mm-hmm. So good. Oh yeah. My, I was obsessed
with it. He was obsessed with them. He's like, can we go get it? And I was like, it's in K-Town. But then they won. That opened like right near us, like 10 minutes away.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But we haven't really even been that often anymore.
Yeah.
But I was definitely obsessed with it for a bit. Always found an excuse. Oh, Haley, don't you want to go check out your K-pop store?
And I was like, you just want to go to Somi.
It is so good. I mean, my favorite is always getting Nutella and then whatever swirl. Usually,
they change it every day, I think.
And I don't know how often they change it. They do change it. Sometimes they have seasons.
Yeah, because
it's too often. It's not that often.
Like weekly, because like maybe usually they'll have like milk and then maybe they even have like chocolate and then you can only get that in the swirl.
And it's so good because they make like the waffle, the taiyaki cones. They make it on the spot. You could actually get regular taiyaki too, but the waffles are made fresh, so it's like warm. Or if it's not warm by then, it's at least super fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice and fluffy. It tastes so good.
Yeah, and then after, like, when you choose your filling and then the soft serve flavor, you have toppings as well. So they have, Oreo sprinkles or, like rainbow sprinkles. Macaron
cookie on top.
You can even get strawberry, yeah.
Like a slice of strawberry. Mm. So good. They are all over Southern California if you, like, look it up.
Yeah,
from
K-Town everywhere.
Around Orange County. So, yeah, L.A., Orange County. San Diego has two different locations.
Even in Hawaii, they opened one.
See,
My mom was super excited because when she came to visit here, she's like, oh, man, I wish that they had in Hawaii. And then, like, the next year, they opened
her
one.
Her wish came true.
Yeah.
It was granted by the Somi gods.
Mm-hmm.
And they have spots in NorCal that will be opening soon, apparently.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised. I didn't know that they didn't have it open yet. But they have a couple spots open in Texas.
Yeah.
There's like two of them in Texas. And I think we also... Oh, in Las Vegas. Las Vegas has spots too. So it's not just here in Southern California. So
they spread. They did well. So
definitely check it out if you're in any of those cities or states or traveling, visiting. Definitely a good place to check out. Nice little dessert spot. It's
it's not expensive.
Just a quick fix.
Either.
Yeah. It's not expensive.
Isn't it $5 or something?
And so good. That soft serve with the taiyaki. Nutella. Oh, I can taste it right now. My mouth is like watering. Good thing you can't see it behind like this mic. That reminds me, we are about due for another Somi visit. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
So you can treat me to it later.
Okay.
And I mean, that's it for our quick food spiel for this episode. And Nerd Switch flipped on time. You know what that means, Haley?
What?
K-pop. So, this time for today, for this week's episode, it's definitely K-pop with Haley.
Whatever, you like this show. We're talking about BTS.
It's today. BTS, but it's not just regular. It's not just their music. It's something else, more in depth. With like BTS and armies.
Yeah, so this one is more like a reality show. It's
talking about.
Yeah. In the Soup. With a double O, SOOP. And soup in Korean means forest. So basically it's BTS, the seven members, get like a mini vacation during COVID because
the
they
forest.
Weren't in the forest.
So it's not BTS in swimming in Campbell's soup or chicken noodle soup or clam chowder. That's what I thought. Or they're maybe eating it.
No.
My first imagination was for some reason that
I was like, do you
want
to watch BTS in the soup? And he's like, what?
They're in soup. No, and then I was like, oh, maybe they're just eating soup. Then she kind of explained it. I was like, there's no soup.
Yeah, so basically their entertainment company, they usually send them maybe like once a year on vacation, but then because of COVID, they weren't able to travel. So they set up like a mini camp area house
Private camp.
Yeah. Campground. For them. Just for them. Like a getaway for them. Maybe for like a week.
And it's an Airbnb spot.
Yeah.
And people have found the house.
Yeah.
That they stayed in. Yeah. And I think like that's good. Free. Like advertisement for whoever owns that house.
I'm sure like millions of people would want to stay in there. I want to stay there. It's a nice house. Yeah, it's super nice. It's by like a river?
It's in Korea.
Yeah, first it's of in all. Korea, yeah.
So if you live in Korea, then you have a better chance than we do.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. They made a show out of it.
Yeah, so basically what they did for them is they said in the beginning, they were like, oh, make up like things that you will do during the day. So like goals, I guess, but it was like fun stuff. Like, oh, I'm going to make a model boat, or I'm going to put together like this kind of dish, or like cook dinner. It's like everyday kind of stuff. So that's the reason why I like the show. And he got really into it because it was basically BTS just hanging around. Like you can see how their personalities are and like how they interact with each other off stage. And it gives you more insight to how they are as people, not right. like just performers.
So you see them and you kind of get to know them, like you're there hanging
out
with them.
On a friendship level, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why me and Jin are homies now.
Yeah, because he found out, like he was super excited because Jin always does the cooking.
He's the cooking. So I definitely relate to that.
Yeah.
I'm the cooking person.
Yeah. His wish too was to have like fish. In like a tank that he could fish.
Oh yeah, Jin like asked for like a fish tank just to have fresh fish so he could cook for them.
What kind of fish was it again?
It's like sole fish or some type of flat fish.
Yeah, so he would get like this huge net and like scoop it out of the tank,
and then he would prepare. It's recording. It's just like funny just seeing how they like go about their days.
Yeah,
like Jin is definitely me too because like he gets up early.
Yeah, he gets
everyone
up super
is, like,
early.
Who sleeps late? Jimin wakes up like
so
Haley.
That's me.
Haley and Jimin wake up what, like around almost like lunchtime, like 12 noon or 1?
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, but like, I was just usually. So funny. So uncanny how like
similar our biases are. Yeah.
And then Jin has all those quirky dad jokes.
Mm.
I love that guy.
And then Jimin's just like playing games or like doing stuff and like waiting for the food to be ready. But hey, he helps and cleans the dishes, and that's what I do too. So.
Right. He better.
He does.
Jin and I put so much work and time and effort into all these dishes. The least you guys could do after you eat it, clean the dishes.
So actually, this show, you had to buy it. It was an 8-episode
Oh, right. It's an 8-episode series.
But, of course, there's a lot of people that upload it and stream it for free. So that's what I did.
Right.
So.
And again, it's like, it's just like a reality show.
It is.
Think of Terrace House meets BTS.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Terrace House BTS.
Except no one gets kicked off.
Yeah. Yeah, or like except leaves. No one leaves because, you know, it's just them. But they're just doing
But
their
they just
thing.
Do daily tasks, like day to day. Like they wake up, they shower, or like they get ready for the day. They
like,
go hiking.
Like, oh, what am I going to do
today?
No,
their question is always, what are we going to eat?
What are we eating
for breakfast? What are we eating for dinner?
And half the time it's always... It's
them
Jin,
prepping food.
Jin
sugar.
Cooking with sugar. Sugar and Jin are like the ones taking care of these kids.
Yeah.
Like babysitting.
Yeah. It's so fun. Like, if you want to get to know BTS on like a more personal, deeper level, I definitely recommend that show.
You definitely get to know them.
Yeah. It's only 8 episodes.
And I think that helps, you know,
new fans too.
New fans get to know who they are and see how like they're just like us. Even though they're superstars, but the way they act,
they're super
like
humble,
super silly and humble.
Yeah,
they play around.
Yeah,
and it kind of makes you grow with you know, whoever your bias is.
Yeah,
your bias wrecker.
Yeah, it kind of like solidifies who you want as your bias or bias wrecker.
I knew Jin was special. I knew Jin was for me. I knew it all along.
Jin is like very similar to him. Actually.
This just solidifies the fact that Jin and I were meant to be.
Yeah.
And Haley and Jimin, uncanny. Oh my goodness. She picked the right bias.
I did. I knew it. Oh.
And then there's also V and his weirdness.
Yeah.
And also Jungkook.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
Jungkook,
well, that's why he
shot through the roof for me.
Watching that show, his bias record, who was it originally?
It was V.
And but then like Jungkook when he was watching with already. Jungkook. With his interactions with Jin and cooking. Because, like, he would always watch Jin cook and he wants to learn what Jin is cooking.
I respect that.
Yeah, so he liked their interactions. That's why he kind of, like...
It blows my mind how artistic and creative
Oh, my gosh.
Because Suga wanted art canvases to be available there so he could just paint and do art. And one like later on in the later episodes, like closer to when they're like leaving, like the last couple episodes, everyone's doing their own art projects. But J-Hope was like one of the first. J-Hope and RM were doing or painting also like on the canvases.
Yeah, they wanted to paint as well.
And then Jungkook comes out of nowhere. And he's like, "Oh, I'll do it too."
He's like, "I've never painted before." And then he friggin' makes like this masterpiece. Like, it's what like, is that
could,
guy?
You could see
Bob
it.
Ross.
He's like, "Yeah, like Bob Ross." I was going to say Van Gogh, but Bob Ross is definitely...
But then he's just, like, sitting there, and then he's painting, and then all the other members are like, whoa, like, my gosh.
This dude.
It's so good.
I can see now he is the golden Mangne.
Yes, he is.
It makes sense. He's so good
he's
at everything.
He's good at everything.
First off, Mangne. I didn't know what that was. Haley told me what it is. What is Mangne?
It means the youngest member of the group.
So he's the youngest member,
baby,
obviously.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why he's called the Golden Mangne, because he's what, good at everything.
Yeah, everything that he tries, he's 100% good at it. He'll win all the games.
Like athletic,
that he does, athletic, artistic, cooking. Like he even picked up how to like cut fish and
he learned how to scale and like prepare the fish like with gin.
Yeah, super quick.
And he loves to eat. He's always eating and munching.
Mm-hmm.
That's also the reason why. We've been buying kielbasa recently because
yeah,
Haley's been
thanks
obsessed.
Thanks a lot, Jungkook.
Yeah, because he cooked himself just kielbasa in the morning one time. And then Haley's like, oh, that looks good. I was like, oh, this looks like it's kielbasa or something. And then I don't think Haley's really had it before. So I was like, they have it in every grocery store. We could just get it next time. And when we went to get it, every time we go to the grocery store. When did we watch BTS in the Soup? When was that? That was sometime
October?
Last year, right? So ever since October 2020, we've had a kielbasa every time. Like, in our refrigerator, there's always a kielbasa to cook. Because we always eat it with rice and egg.
I just always think of Jungkook.
And it's because of Jungkook. It's his fault.
You know who can't cook? V.
That
with
man,
his crispy rice.
That man needs help. He's really sad to watch.
He's so cute though.
He's funny though. Yeah, like he's an alien.
Yeah,
you could give him an excuse. He could slide with a lot of things.
Yeah, and then like if you watch all of the episodes, the last episode is actually my favorite because they actually made a theme song for their show. Like they actually did.
They wrote and made the theme song.
It's called
for
In the Soup
for like the BTS in the Soup.
So they're
soup
all
show.
Like singing like soup, 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 soup.
Keep going.
Anyway. Something like that.
And then RM comes at them. BTS in the Soup.
Yeah.
That's in his sexy voice.
Yeah. So at the very end of the series, they do like the behind the scenes of them making the song. And it's hilarious. Like, because Suga was the one that like put it all together for them.
Yeah,
like,
he was just working.
Brings
on
out
it,
his computer. He's a producer.
Specialty, yeah.
Songwriter, yeah. So he put it together. It's hilarious. It's so funny. Definitely recommend. I would watch
BTS
that episode again.
Soup.
Yeah.
I mean, where did we watch it? Just in case anyone's curious. To find
I mean, I'll put. We can put the link in
it.
Because
it's hard to put the link
because
yeah.
No, I mean like we can type it in our caption or something, and they can press it.
But what is it called? Like
I don't remember.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like some underground hidden.
I'm not gonna put the link. Just look it up. Just you'll probably find it.
Yeah,
just
there's
Google
probably
it.
More now. Like. BTS in the Soup. You can probably watch it on YouTube, probably.
Yeah, it's probably more readily available because we were watching it week to week when it released almost.
Yeah.
So, of course, it was
Brittany
hard to find.
Was the one that told us to do it.
Not that we're condoning or condemning, or like, not condemning, condoning illegal streaming.
No.
But there's no other way for us to have access to it. And then, what did you say that you were able to purchase
you had to purchase it, but then they don't have it available anymore.
Like, yeah, so yeah, no, we kind
like,
of had no choice.
Yeah.
And it was fun to watch. I always came in when she's going to watch, or we kind of prepared.
Oh,
when we're gonna do it.
You know the other thing that we got obsessed with?
Yes.
From watching In the Soup?
Chapaghetti.
Chapaghetti.
Like, we always got beef brisket. I cooked beef brisket, and we prepared Chapaghetti threw the beef brisket into the chapaghetti.
Yeah, we actually got the one that they bought.
They bought
because
they ate
one.
It. And then we're like, oh, okay. And then we would watch the episodes eating chapaghetti and beef brisket.
Yeah.
So BTS,
basically that show makes you want to eat because that's all they're doing is cooking.
Oh, man. It's so good, though.
Yeah.
I really like it. If you haven't had chapaghetti, it's one of those. Think of top ramen without the soup itself. And by soup, I mean broth, not forest.
Yeah.
So it's chapaghetti. It's like. You just put hot water.
Noodle, basically.
What is it?
Black bean noodle.
Oh yeah, black bean. Black bean noodle. And it's really good. It's a nice savory instant dish.
I think you can get it at a lot of
Asian markets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, jjajangmyeon probably. And then we do our own thing because it doesn't come with like beef usually.
Yeah, so didn't they put the beef in it?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's why we did it. So they grilled and like did their own beef, and then they added the beef to like the instant.
The noodles.
Chapaghetti.
Yeah, chapaghetti.
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 Chapaghetti. That doesn't matter. I don't know.
Yeah, chapaghetti. And then there's chapaghetti and then chapaguri. Guri is like,
Guri is the one with the seafood. Mm-hmm. So I could eat either one. Haley can't eat that because she
personal reasons
tells people that she's allergic just to get away from it and not explain it more, but she just doesn't like seafood.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? The taste, the smell, both?
Taste, smell, texture. Yeah.
Texture. She's crazy, I know. But I love it. But chapaghetti itself is so good with like the beef brisket. So thank you to BTS for showing us that. Changed our lives. Mm-hmm. Kielbasa and chapaghetti.
Yep. Good stuff.
Shake my head. Thanks, Jungkook. Thanks, Jimin. Thank you, Jin. And I mean, BTS in the Soup was really enjoyable to watch too. Just
He was surprised that he actually really enjoyed it.
I did like it a lot. And then, like when they watching Jin do all this stupid stuff where he walks up like every day when he wakes up in the morning before everyone out of his stupid tent.
He didn't even want to sleep inside the house. He slept inside a freaking tent outside.
And he's always sweating because it's really hot by the time he wakes up.
Yeah.
Then when he walks to the house, he punches there's a punching bag for Jungkook that Jungkook ordered. And he just punches it randomly. And that's his like routine.
Yeah. He'll wake up. So good. And he's like half asleep and then he'll go and like punch the punching bag and then walk into the house.
Oh, Jin.
Yeah.
He's a national treasure.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed it. I got to know BTS more and Haley really liked it as well. So check it out, BTS in the Soup. If you're a fellow ARMY, you have no excuse for not having even watched it. If you didn't know what we were talking about, how dare you?
Yes.
How could you?
Well, Brittany was the one that actually like convinced us to watch it. I was like, okay. Yeah,
so definitely check it out. Thanks, Brittany. If you're a BTS fan or interested in kind of learning more about who they are and if you're still trying to decide who you like, this will make it easier for you.
Easily. I recommend watching like reality shows from them.
Right. And to get more into it, we're going to have our little gaming spiel. This is really short this time. Mm. We talked about how we unearthed my N64 last episode.
Right.
And one of the other games that we played with was Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. Mario Kart 64. Mostly my sister and I were playing a lot because my sister and I are very obsessed with Mario Kart.
Yeah, they're very competitive. Even like the new one, Mario Kart
8 Deluxe. Pretty good at it. Not going to lie. But this one was fun because I was able to show my sister because she wasn't into it back then. And she was like a lot younger. And I showed her because this is like one of the ones where you could drift, but it doesn't boost you.
Yeah.
Because Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and I think even Double Dash, like when that came out, that's where like you would drift. And it's important to drift on turns because you get a boost from it. Like a little mini mushroom boost. Mm-hmm. And like with the N64 version, there was drifting, but there was really no need to. I think it's just to kind of help with cornering and turns. Mm-hmm. But there was no boost or like any benefit to it. You get style points.
Yeah.
You look cool.
Yeah.
And N64, I think, was the first 3D Mario Kart too. Mm. So it's kind of nice to see where its roots came from, and I think that's where like the blue shell was introduced.
Right.
When Casey was playing it with me, she was like kind of surprised about a lot of the different things and aspects that were kind of similar, but also very different. And it was just really cool just to like play all of that because a lot of the new Mario Kart, especially Mario Kart 8, they use a lot of the different courses and levels from past Mario Karts.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of them in this Mario Kart 64 that they use like the Rainbow Road from Mario Kart.
But then they just like...
Of course, it's like more... It's done and it's more refined and the graphics are like 1,000 times better compared to the polygons in Mario Kart 64. But it was kind of cool to show it to my sister so she could see the different levels and the controls are definitely different too.
It's harder, no?
It's definitely harder. Especially if you're used to how the games are played today, way harder, but it was a lot of fun. So if you got that N64 still and you're playing Pokemon Stadium, definitely check out Mario Kart 64 because I don't think it's as expensive either, because I know people will sell them like on eBay or like secondhand sale is like $20 to $30 maybe. It's fun to play and it's different, because I know a lot of people like that nostalgia of old retro gaming.
Right.
N64 is fitting into that genre already, because it's been a while.
Yeah.
So Mario Kart 64, you haven't tried it, or if you're a big Mario Kart fan in general, you play the DS version, you play Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, oh man, you should check it out, because it's come a long way. And if you don't like it because you get frustrated, which is what happened to me and my sister, because some of the levels are very frustrating.
Yeah, I was getting so mad.
I apologize if you break your controller. And that's our little, like, since I had my N64, I was like, oh, I'll talk about more about Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Always one of the best, especially at that time, one of the best gaming party systems, definitely, for like at birthday parties, you go to your friend's house. Or, like,
right.
And then you get, and, like, the life of the party is your N64.
Yeah, of course.
You're playing GoldenEye, you're playing Mario Kart. And the best one was, I think, my
Mario Party, no?
Mario Party. Mario Party is like the original one, came from the N64, and that changed everything.
Yeah.
Like, it was revolutionary for like party games on console games.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out. Get it in N64 if you can find it cheap. Or if you dig up your old ones, if you're as old as me.
Right. Or ask your parents.
Or ask your parents. Maybe they hit it and they'll give it to you in a bag.
Yeah.
That's what my dad did. So that's our gaming talk, and guess what, Haley? It's anime time.
Yes.
And if we've never talked about this, but I have a guilty pleasure when it comes to anime.
Oh my goodness!
It's called shoujo and rom-coms.
Yeah, he's obsessed with them.
I don't know. It's just I love shonen. I like.
Yeah,
shonen
he watches all the shonen ones, like, but then he has a really like soft spot.
Like Gundam, like so, like I watch like from end to end the different
right.
ones, because
yeah.
Shoujo is more like girly love
stories. Yeah, it's more for stuff like you would expect me to watch.
But yeah, but she doesn't. She's not really into shoujo.
I'm like the hardcore.
She likes Attack on Titan and like
kind of.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah.
And here I am, innocent me, in my girly, my girly tastes.
And I feel
I
like,
love it. I love it. It's my guilty pleasure. I love the rom-coms and like especially like some of the really romantic, like funny romantic comedies and. Just like, because they make everything so innocent.
Like the slice shoujos. Of life.
Slice of life ones are amazing.
I think there's only been like a couple that I've actually watched, which were like My Love Story, Princess Jellyfish.
Like shoujo-wise.
Shoujo-wise.
Right. And then, so there's one recently. I think it came out in terms of manga or light novel.
It's a while ago. Back. 2012 or something.
Yeah, Haley was looking it up because guess what?
Guess what? I'm freaking
obsessed.
She's obsessed. With it.
And since we haven't said the title yet, what is it?
Horimiya.
Horimiya. Yeah, because Horimiya just came out with its actual anime. Like, it's only 3 episodes in right now. Mm-hmm. So it's like one of the new ones for this season of anime 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. You can watch it on Hulu.
Yes.
Horimiya. It's a slice of life and like
rom-com
shoujo anime.
It was funny because his sister actually came over the other night and then they were watching it and I was like too busy doing I had an Animal Crossing playdate at
the
time.
Of course she did.
But anyway, so they were watching it while I was doing that, and then when I was done, Casey, his sister, was like, you have to watch this. And then even he was saying that too, and I was like, I don't know, like, that's not my kind of genre for anime that I'm usually into.
But I knew.
But he was like, he was pushing
it
so badly.
I saw that protagonist. I saw the main character.
Yeah.
I was like, this dude looks
like. He's like, you're gonna.
Haley's taste.
Yeah.
Like,
he was like,
a K-pop
you have
looking
to,
star.
You have to watch this because you're gonna fall in love with the main character because he looks like a K-pop star. And
like
I was like,
G-Dragon.
Yeah, I was like, okay, like, I'll give it a try.
So Horimiya, then we fired it up the first episode, like, what was it, yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
And guess what? Finished all three. We're caught up already.
Yeah, I'm like, damn it, I want more. Easy. I want more. Yeah.
And it's, Horimiya was a really pleasant surprise for me, too, because I was like, I haven't seen or watched any recent, that type of shoujo, like, rom-com, slice of life. Because I watched Kaguya recently. There's more comedy in terms
too.
Kaguya Love is War. Recommend it. Thanks, Elena, for
the
recommendation.
Yeah, he's always
I really like
giggling.
It. I'm laughing because I'm giggling. Laughing because it's
he's
funny.
He's like giggling like a little girl. Like, I'll see him
guilty.
On the couch.
That's why it's called guilty pleasure. Jeez. And, but Horimiya, It's not as sketch comedy kind of like that, but it's still nonetheless really good.
Yeah.
The main character is friends with like the main heroine, mm-hmm. or like not, they're classmates.
They're classmates.
And he's in school. He has like wears glasses.
Yeah, he looks like one of those typical like shy nerdy boys like that won't really get a lot of attention because like, yeah, they think he's like an otaku basically.
Yeah, he looks like a weird. He looks like person. Otaku, like weeb type of person, yeah. And then but they're not like mean to him. They're just like
they just kind of ignore him or like
just give him his space and like don't really interact with him.
Yeah.
Then something, a series of events happens, and she ends up the main heroine, who's really smart. Obviously,
she's like the pretty girl.
This is how they always do it. Yeah. She's super pretty. She's super popular.
Yeah. Super smart.
She's super nice too. She's not like a bitch to everybody. She's really kind and nice to everyone. Somehow, by like God's hand, they end up meeting outside of school because she takes care. She doesn't go out a lot too because she takes care of her little brother.
Yeah, because her mom's always
it's like
busy.
A little kid brother. Yeah, so he's like I think in kindergarten or preschool, yeah. something like that. And he like something happens to the little brother where he like hurts himself. So he gets taken to their house when she's like at home, like doing. She does a lot of.
Housework. So she has like
she looks like a mom.
She looks like a mom at home. Like she ties up her hair. She has no makeup or anything. Like she just looks she's like an everyday
getting
girl.
The food ready. So one day she her brother is like I don't know if he's
hurt
crying
himself.
Or like
he fell like, over, I think.
Yeah, no, so like they came in through the door and then his nose was bleeding.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh no, what happened to you? And then it was like, oh, thank you to the stranger that helped him out.
Yeah.
And then look when they pan to the stranger, it's like this K-pop sexy
he has his
looking
hair,
guy with his hair
up,
tied back.
And he has
piercings,
all these piercings.
And then she invites him like, oh, you can have, you know, thank you for taking
care
of my brother.
Yeah, let me make you tea or something.
No, they had like join
oh,
us
like
for
dinner. Yeah.
So he says, okay, yeah, sure. Like he's like a skinny, like, you know, really hip looking.
Yeah, he looks really cool.
Cool K-pop guy. And then so while they're having dinner, he's like, he mentions her name.
And then
he's
she's like
oh, I didn't
you...
know you like you like. I don't know what he exactly says, but he says her name, Hori.
Hori-chan.
Which is the beginning of the title.
Yeah.
Hori Mio. So
and
Hori.
Mia,
the Mia is him.
Is the boy.
And then she's like, what? How do you know me? And then he tells her, oh, it's
we're
me.
We're in the same class.
Moriyama or Mori, something like that. What's his name? Moriyama? Morimuya? Something like that. Anyways, you know where I'm going with this. And then she's like freaking out because it's like, oh my God, it's you. And she's like blushing and she's like, I couldn't believe it because it doesn't look like him because he has piercings like completely opposite.
Yeah,
he
doesn't look like how
he
is
look
at,
like
school.
At school.
So he's like, basically he looks really cool outside of school.
And then they kind of talk and become friends and you watch.
Yeah.
You check out Hori Mio on Hulu or whatever streaming service you watch on because, oh man. That's as soon as you watch that scene, you get hooked.
Yeah.
That's the hook right there.
Yeah.
And it's just like you get pulled along.
I know.
At the heartstrings, tugging at those heartstrings.
It's so cute. And the animation is really pretty as well.
Animation Studio is by CloverWorks, so they do a lot of great stuff. So if you know CloverWorks and all the different works they do, Promised Neverland is one of them. But they also have done a lot of other big ones in the past. And, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Animation is great. So check it out. Squeal like a girl like me. It's my guilty pleasure, and then you can make it yours too.
Yeah.
So enjoy it. Horny Mia, check it out. Great shoujo rom-com slice
of
life.
Now he's actually happy because I'm actually watching.
Finally,
one with
him. I got Haley to watch one with me.
Yeah, yes. He was right.
And then I'm trying to make her watch some other ones. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll talk about it in the future if you end up liking those.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Haley was fangirling and giggling. She was like, real girl. I'm like, oh my God, he's so cute.
He's so cute.
I'm like, oh boy.
I even got inspired to draw him.
Yeah, so she drew him in some of her like sketches that she does. And her Animal Crossing stuff.
Stuff.
Her own Animal Crossing guilty pleasures. So, I mean, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I know you guys will too. Definitely check it out. If you're more into action and shonen, you know, like Naruto, that type of like Dragon Ball, and you want to kind of mix it up and something slice of life, cute, romantic.
Yeah,
definitely check it out. This is a nice one.
I mean, this is coming from someone that doesn't watch shoujo.
Yeah, she watches the other spectrum, Attack on Titan.
So yeah, I would recommend this one.
Yeah, definitely great series so far. So we look forward to the whole thing when it how long it goes.
Yeah, I know. So. Can't wait. It comes out weekly.
Yeah, it comes out weekly. Just like any other anime series. And this is the more recent one. 2021 has a lot of different stuff going on. Check it out. Horimiya.
Horimiya.
On Hulu. That's where we're watching it. And I think that's it for today.
Mm-hmm.
You sound so sad. You want to talk more about Horimiya, don't you?
No, I'm going to go and finish my drawing.
So wherever you are in the globe, if you're sitting, standing, listening, just listening to us, watching us, thank you for joining and tuning in. Drop us a line, animemunchiesla@gmail.com, if you want to share your story so we could share it to everyone else. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. And peace.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.